I recently met with Heather, a woman who attends my church in New York City. After graduating from Harvard Law School, she landed a lucrative job with a major law firm in Manhattan. It was a dream come true for most aspiring young professionals. She was a high-powered corporate lawyer. She was living the life in the big city, and yet it was all strangely unsatisfying. She wanted to make a difference in the lives of individuals, and she was concerned about those in society who could not afford the kind of fees her clients paid her firm. For a fraction of her former salary, she became an assistant district attorney for New York County, where so many of the criminals she prosecutes are those who have been exploiting the poor, particularly poor women. When I was professor at a theological seminary in the mid-80s, one of my students was a young man named Mark Gornick. One day we were standing at the copier, and he told me that he was about to move into Sandtown, one of the poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods in Baltimore. I remember being quite surprised. When I asked him why, he said simply, to do justice. It had been decades since any white people had moved into Sandtown. For the first couple of years there, it was touch and go. Mark told a reporter the police thought I was a drug dealer, and the drug dealers thought I was a police officer. So for a while there, I didn't know who was going to shoot me first. Yet over the years, Mark, along with leaders in the community, established a church and a comprehensive set of ministries that have slowly transformed the neighborhood. Although both Heather and Mark were living comfortable, safe lives, they became concerned about the most vulnerable, poor, and marginalized members of our society, and they made long-term personal sacrifices in order to serve their interests, needs, and cause. That is, according to the Bible, what it means to do justice. Justice is care for the vulnerable. Micah 6:8 is a summary of how God wants us to live. To walk humbly with God is to know Him intimately and to be attentive to what He desires and loves. And what does that consist of? The text says to do justice and love mercy, which seem at first glance to be two different things, but they're not. The term for mercy is the Hebrew word chesed, God's unconditional grace and compassion. The word for justice is the Hebrew term mishpat. In Micah 6:8, mishpat puts the emphasis on the action. Chesed puts it on the attitude or motive behind the action. To walk with God, then, we must do justice out of merciful love. The word mishpat in its various forms occurs more than 200 times in the Hebrew Old Testament. Its most basic meaning is to treat people equitably. So Leviticus 24:22 warns Israel to have the same mishpat, rule of law, for the foreigner as the native. Mishpat means acquitting or punishing every person on the merits of the case, regardless of race or social status. Anyone who does the same wrong should be given the same penalty. But mishpat means more than just the punishment of wrongdoing. It also means to give people their rights. Deuteronomy 18 directs that the priests of the tabernacle should be supported by a certain percentage of the people's income. This support is described as the priest's mishpat, which means their due or their right. So we read, defend the rights of the poor and needy, Proverbs 31:9. Mishpat, then, is giving people what they are due, whether punishment or protection or care. This is why, if you look at every place the word is used in the Old Testament, several classes of persons continually come up. Over and over again, mishpat describes taking up the care and cause of widows, orphans, immigrants, and the poor, those who have been called the quartet of the vulnerable. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the immigrant or the poor. Zechariah 7, 9-10. In pre-modern agrarian societies, these four groups had no social power. They lived at subsistence level and were only days from starvation if there was any famine, invasion, or even minor social unrest. Today, this quartet would be expanded to include the refugee, the migrant worker, the homeless, and many single parents and elderly people. The mishpat, or justness, of a society, according to the Bible, is evaluated by how it treats these groups. Any neglect shown to the needs of the members of this quartet is not called merely a lack of mercy or charity, but a violation of justice, of mishpat. God loves and defends those with the least economic and social power, and so should we. That is what it means to do justice.